Hey everyone, my name is Charles Morris and I'm from the Microsoft Edge team. Today I'm here to talk to you about five things that you didn't know that you can build with Microsoft Edge. So the web platform has been growing in leaps and bounds over the last few years, and this year is no exception. So this is a great chance for us to show you some new features that have either been recently added or coming soon to Microsoft Edge, and really get you thinking about some of the new scenarios that you can bring to your users to make your web experiences both more app-like as well as more closely integrated with what Windows 10 brings. So we've got a lot of demos and code to look at, so let's go ahead and jump in. First up, let's look at how you can build video chat on the web without any plugins. So video chat on the web in the past has required plugins, or more recently, an API called WebRTC 1.0. More recently, there's a new technology called ObjectRTC API, and that is now shipping as of last November in Microsoft Edge. This is a new web standard that you can think of as an evolution of WebRTC that enables real-time communication, but with a JavaScript API that feels a lot more familiar to web developers. It's object-based, it feels a lot more native to web developers. So this has been a long time in the making. We've been building it for over 1 year in partnership with the Skype team, both in the standards process as well as the actual engineering in the Edge platform. Having their help has really helped us to make sure that our implementation from day one is ready to go on a large world-class service like Skype. To show this, the latest previews of Skype for Web actually now use ORTC API for Edge. This is rolling out globally, but pretty soon all video and audio chat through Skype for the web will be done in Edge using ORTC. This is of huge value to the Skype team because they really see cases where their users are at a computer where Skype, the app, isn't installed. Maybe it's a shared computer, maybe it's a kiosk somewhere. And this allows the users to just log in quickly to the browser, do either text or video and audio chat without having to install anything. But ORTC really isn't just about browser-to-browser chat through Skype. It also extends beyond that. So for example, we've got a partner named Twilio who builds an SDK that allows ORTC to interoperate with phone networks. So using their technology, you can actually call from a web browser to a landline or mobile phone around the world. Another example is a simple WebRTC library, which is a JavaScript framework that you can bring into any web app and allows interoperability between ORTC and WebRTC 1.0 for audio only. You can see demos of both of these technologies at demos.microsoftedge.com. So let's go ahead now and take a look at what video chat over the web using Skype looks like. So here we are in the latest Skype for Web experience, and you can see that it's basically the full Skype experience. You've got text chat, my contact list is over here, and you've got video and audio chat available. So what I'm going to do right now is initiate a video call with my friend Jason. So I'm just going to click on this button here. You can see, just like the rest of the Skype experience, it starts up, making the call. And there he is. Hi, Jason. How's it going?
Hey, Charles. How are you? I'm really good.
Did you install any plugins to make this happen?
I did not. I can't believe it's actually working. You're coming through loud and clear.
That's amazing. The power of ORTC.
This browser, huh?
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. So let's take a look now at some of the code that powered that Skype for Web video chat. So ORTC in general is much simpler to program to than WebRTC, but it is still quite complex and provides a lot of power to the web developer. So this is just a small sampling of the code that it would take to bring that experience to life. But the main point is that if you look at this code as a web developer, if you've done development with HTML5 video, media source extensions, or get user media, this pattern here feels very familiar to you. So it's basically picking out where on the page, what is the ID of the tag where we want to insert the video chat, creating a media stream element, hooking up the audio and video tracks, setting the source for that video renderer to the media stream, and then finally just calling play. So once again, very familiar patterns for web developer bringing ORTC scenarios to life. Let's move on now to our second demo, which will show you how you can run automated tests against your site using Microsoft Edge. So interoperability has been a really big focus from day one for Microsoft Edge. To us, this means allowing you as a developer to write one set of code that runs across any modern browser, whether it's Chrome, Firefox, or Microsoft Edge. And we've made a ton of progress with this. However, this is not an excuse to not test your code across multiple browsers, but we know this can be time consuming. So to help with this, we've really been investing in a technology called Selenium WebDriver. WebDriver is an API that allows you to remotely drive a browser and run a series of tests. It also includes things like tools that allow you to record tests, which will actually spit out the code for you. So we really encourage you to use this technology and treat your tests just like code. Check them in, keep them up to date, and run them whenever you deploy an update. This can really help you to catch issues before you deploy them and save your users from running into that trouble. Even better, you can use these either in your own test environment or use cloud services that have standardized on WebDriver like Sauce Labs or BrowserStack. To get started with WebDriver in Microsoft Edge, you first need to download an add-in, which you can find at the URL at the bottom of this slide. Now let's go ahead and look at this demo, how we are automating some accessibility tests with Microsoft Edge using WebDriver. So what I've got set up here is a WebDriver project that's written in C#. WebDriver does support any number of other languages, so that doesn't need to be the case, but for our case, we used C#. So what I've got here is a script that will download the required components to run WebDriver. It will compile my WebDriver project. Then it's going to run through a series of accessibility tests in Microsoft Edge. So I'll go ahead and kick off that command. Downloads the components, which I already had, builds the project. And then now I can just run this exe here, which will actually run the tests. So as soon as I hit enter, you can see that it starts to run through a bunch of tests very quickly. So this is doing things like making sure that various elements on the page can be accessed via keyboard, checking to see whether the form elements are accepting the correct types of input, and so forth. And so this is just going to run for a few more seconds. And then once it's done, we'll actually see the number of test cases that it ran through within this time. So there we go, it's done. You can see that this ran through 16 pretty complex tests in less than 30 seconds. So let's take a look now at some of the code that powered that series of tests. So here's a subset of those tests. So specifically, this function is using the WebDriver API to run through a bunch of form elements on the page, send keys, which will actually just mimic keyboard input to actually put the word invalid into various form fields, and then submit the form to see whether the form submits successfully. And this particular test is checking whether validation on the form is working correctly. So it checks this current is data valid for form field, and then returns a test result that matches what the return for that value. So this gives you an idea. You can see that we actually had to put in some sleep statements here to make the test run a little bit slower, so you could actually see things go by. The test itself could have actually run much quicker than that. Okay, so next up, our third demo, we've got how to send notifications to Windows from your website in Microsoft Edge. So this scenario, I think everyone gets. Websites over the years have tried to notify their users in various ways, usually by popping some UI element over top of the web page. But in recent years, almost all modern OSs have also started to deliver more of a native notification experiences with a consistent pop-up experience, as well as a place to gather all of your notifications. So the Web Notifications API is a new web standard that's coming soon to a Windows Insider build with Microsoft Edge that allows you to integrate notifications from your website into Windows. Of course, since Edge is a Windows 10 browser, we integrate fully with Windows Notifications and Action Center so that you have a single place to go to see all of your notifications. We also implement a permissions model so that users, of course, won't be bombarded by notifications that they don't want, but they first have to approve your website before they will start to receive these notifications. So let's go ahead and take a look at this demo once again with Skype for Web and how they're using web notifications. So here we are back in the Skype for Web client, this time to show off notifications. So one of the great things about notifications is that it works even if the browser tab or browser itself is in the background. So in this case, I've got a text chat going with Cliff, but in the meantime, I'm also over here on another tab looking at the Microsoft Edge developer site. So I could be reading about some of the news like the Edge Web Summit or some of the blog posts on Edge Dev. And in the meantime, in the background, Cliff is sending me a message. So there's the notification telling me that I should go back to my Skype chat with Cliff. So once I go back over there, you can see that there's some new messages for me to respond to. Now let's take a quick look at some of the code behind those web notifications from Skype. So here you can see a method that is actually popping those notifications in Windows. So the first thing you see is that we're checking to make sure that the browser supports notifications. So this is a standard feature check that you would do on any other web feature. After that, we assign an internal ID to the notification, and we request permission for this website to actually show a notification to the user. Finally, at the bottom here, you see that we call window.notification with the title of the notification, along with a few other options. So you can set things like the title for the notification, the body text, as well as adding an image like an icon for the Skype contact image. And that's pretty much all there is to using web notifications. Okay, so for our fourth demo, we're going to look at how you can speak web page content to your users using Microsoft Edge. This scenario builds on a new standard called Web Speech API, and specifically a portion of that called Speech Synthesis. This allows you to leverage the text-to-speech engine that's built into Windows 10 to read anything on your web page back to your user using the voices and the languages that are already supported within the operating system. This can create all sorts of new scenarios for your website. You can think of accessibility scenarios or maybe sites that are targeted at kids who can't read, or perhaps at eyes-free interaction like exercise where the user may not always be looking at the screen. The great thing about this technology is that it's super easy to implement. With just a minimum of 2 lines of code, you can actually get this up and running, and then it also gives you additional power to do things like vary the voice, the pitch, or the rate. This feature is also coming to an upcoming Windows Insider build. So let's take a look at a demo of how that will look. All right, so for this demo, we've got a simple test page that allows you to put in any text you want into this text box at the top. Below that, we've got a series of options that are available through the Speech Synthesis API, such as choosing through the voices that are available in the operating system, or varying factors like the volume, the rate, or the pitch of the speech. So what I'm going to do is just go ahead and click the Speak button here. And what happens is I break in the debugger at a breakpoint that I set, which shows the speak method, which has the essential code to use the speech API. So the first thing you'll see is that we create a new speech synthesis utterance object, and then simply set the text property to the value that we want read aloud. After that, we just set a series of options according to the values in the UI. And then finally, at the end, we call the speak method with that object. So I'll go ahead and continue, and then we should hear that text played back to us.
Speak your web page to your users using Microsoft Edge. Coming soon.
Very cool. So now I'm just going to head back, turn off the breakpoint, and then increase the rate of the speech. Let's see how that sounds.
Speak your web page to your users using Microsoft Edge. Coming soon.
All right, so that's great for people who are in a hurry. Okay, for our last demo, we're going to look at how you can log into a website with your face. All right, so this builds on a new standard called FIDO 2.0. So FIDO is an organization that's really looking at trying to make online identities more secure and more convenient for users. And part of this is a web API that allows websites to authenticate to users either in a passwordless or a two-factor authentication scenario using more advanced sign-in mechanisms. So the important thing to know about this particular demo is that it's an experimental demo. So that means that it's not really imminent for you to start building on. However, we do have some early progress to share. Since the standard itself is still evolving, we have a current implementation in Edge that is built behind prefixes, and this API will change as the spec evolves in the coming year. However, because of all of the investments we've made in Windows 10 with things like Windows Hello for biometric sign-in and Microsoft Passport for authentication, it makes for an incredible end-to-end scenario that really gives a peek at what the future of web login will look like. So let's go ahead and look at a demo of how this will work. Okay, to show off FIDO, we built this prototype experience with our friends over at USAA to give an idea of what logging into your bank on the web might look like in the future. So the first thing I'm going to do is just sign up for a user ID. So since this is the first time I've logged in on this computer, it's going to ask me for a PIN. And then it's going to note that I'm logging on with a device that is Windows Hello capable. So I'll say start using Windows Hello, which will cause it to set up the prompt to examine my face. You can see that it's recognized me now. And so I'll say OK. And now I'm logged in. So you can imagine in the future, let's say the next day, I come back to my machine and I want to log back in. This time it's recognized that I have registered with Windows Hello previously, so now I get a prompt that just says log on with Windows Hello. So instead of using a username and password this time, I can just click the button. Once again, it will examine my face and recognize me. I'll say OK. And there we go. I'm logged into my bank account. Very cool. All right, so that's it. Now there are five things that you know you can build with Microsoft Edge. First off, you can do video chat on the web plug-in free with ORTC. You can run automated tests against your site using WebDriver. You can send notifications to Windows from your site using web notifications. You can speak web content back to your users using HTML speech. And you can log into a website with your face using FIDO 2.0 web APIs. I hope you enjoyed the video. Thanks a lot for watching, and be sure to keep up to speed with what is new for Microsoft Edge developers at MSEdgeDev on Twitter or on the web at dev.microsoftedge.com. Thanks for watching.